ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Translation: those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality Godhead lives. Not being interested in their real home, they are all illusion in search after other homes. And so this responsibility. Those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality of God lives. Not being interested in their real home, they are illusion and search after other homes. Generally, people are not aware of their interest in life to return back home to Godhead. People do not know about their real home in this spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there are many Vaikunth planets, and topmost planet is Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan. Despite our so-called advancement in civilization, there is no information about the Vaikuntha Lokas. The spiritual planets, at the present moment, so-called advanced civilization and civilized men are trying to go to other planets, but they do not know that even if they go to the heavenly highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, they have to come back again to this planet. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8.16. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravarti bhojana maam upetitu kunteya punarjana nabhityate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of injuries wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains my abode, O son Kunti, never takes birth again. If one goes to the highest planetary system within this universe, he still has to return after the effect of the past activities are finished. Space vehicles have to return to their earthly planets. All these activities are performed in illusion. The real attempt should now be to return back home to Godhead. The purpose is maintained in Bhagavad Gita. Yanti mat yat yat yajaropi mam. Those who engage in the devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead return back to Godhead. Your life is very valuable, and one should not waste it in the vain exploration of other planets. One should be intelligent enough to return to Godhead. One should be interested in information about the spiritual Vaikuntha planets. And in this particular, the planet is known as Goloka Vrindavan. And one should learn the art of going there by a simple method of devotional service, beginning with hearing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 12, Chapter 3, Text 51. Kale dosam de rajan astihi eko mahanmana, kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param prajit. One can go to the supreme planet, Param Brajet, simply by chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. This is specially meant for the people in this age of Kali, Taler Dosu Nidhe. It is the special advantage of this age that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, one can become purified of all material contaminations and return home back to Godhead. This is no doubt about this. There is no doubt about this. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपाशीलेव च प्रतिदानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सरस्वती Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So here again, Narada Muni is continuing his wonderful preaching to King Parijit Parishad. Has gone through so much in details and explaining the indirectly giving the analogy of King Puranjana, and then it was a bit confusing for King Prasini Vaishad, and he asked Arjuna to please explain in the simple language so he can understand what are the teachings in so now we have all the allegorical the characters he was explaining, he decoded them to King Prasini Varisha. And he's continuing to instruct him in many aspects of the spiritual teachings. So he has, see if we initially King Prasini Varisha was very engrossed, highly engrossed in Karma Kanda system, which is in a prominent Gita, all the Vedas are promoting or giving so he was following very highly this Karma Kanda system. And here Narada Muni is coming to, explain to him what you're performing, what he says. He says, those who are less intelligent, those who are in less intelligent, accepted Vedic ritualistic ceremony as all in all. So he is now telling King, say, hey, you are not an idol, so you're performing all this Karma Kanda system, ritualistic performances. What is the goal? The goal is to get better enjoyment, better facilities. In this lifetime, as long as and in the future lives. So, so in this verse, Narada Muni says, he says, Dhumra Dhiya, those intelligences, like Dhumra is like, it's a cloud, or sorry, it's smoke. It's like a cloud of fire that's covered by smoke. He can't, the fire is not visible. So he's saying, it's Dhumra Dhiya. He says, blessed intelligent class of men. Swakarma ke full of ritualistic ceremonies. Atab Vidha means person who do not know the knowledge, this knowledge. So he's kind of saying this karma karmic absolute performance, it's not the best, it's not the highest. There's a higher thing you can understand. So, similar teachings we've been hearing also, that you said, over this book very nicely explained, this is referring to the Prabhupada's also refers to, that Lord Krishna also, in writing the Bhagavad, making the Bhagavad Gita, he's also saying the same thing, Yamyam Pushpitam Vacham. The teachings of Vedas primarily deal with karmakanda system, or karmakanda, which is performance, which is to promote the organs, health, so on and so forth. It's all coming towards his own comforts in the material world. Nothing to do with the spiritual world. So even Krishna is right in the beginning. So Bhagavad Gita is the text of bhakti. So immediately in the right in the beginning, Krishna says, Yamimam Pushpitam Vacham Pravadanti Apavishchata Vedavata Pathata Partha Nanyarasti Patinaha Kamatmana Swarga Para. Because the desiring is Swarga Para, or the heavenly planets. The reason they are going through this process is Kamatmana, because they have this very high desire to enjoy the heavenly pleasures. Janma karma phalatara. They want the better birth, high birth, and enjoyment. Their aim, their goal is the enjoyment. However, Prabhupada makes a very strong point. Okay, all this is going to you'll be just going from one planet to another, higher planets, lower planets, which is going to go on a cycle. What this is all going to lead is getting into a cycle of just going into higher planets, then go to lower planets, and again, up and down. So here, Prabhupada strongly emphasizes, yes, this is not our home. Where is our home? Real home. Prabhupada mentioned in Prabhupada.
Where
Krishna lives, yes. Where is that? What's the name of the
Goloka
Vrindavan? Yes, that's the Sahara. This is where we want to go. So, Krishna even continues to say in the same series of verses he gives, Bhogeshwari Prasakaman, Teyapavati, Samyam, Satin, Kaputi, Samadhana, Vidyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, there is little determination for devotional service to Krishna does not take place. Krishna says. So, because the Prajnivari is so engrossed in everything, so harmony, and so the whole teaching is, again, Krishna says, Vedanya Visaya Veda. These Vedas are deals with how to deal with these three pragunya, three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamoguna, how to deal, how to combine, how to make the facility better, how to enjoy. Then Krishna says, don't get it entanglement of this tragunya, these gunas. So again, Prabhupada mentions Shabrama, Ubna Lokaha, Punaravati Gochuna, Mam Kriti Koteya, Punajana, Namibyate. What are the higher planets? What do we have? Seven higher planets, right? Starting from Aurgu, Purloka, Pur, Pugar, then Swarga. In Bangalore, yes, So we have this planetary system. In this planetary, high planetary system, I have a very high level of opulences. They are full of opulences. Bhoga Aishwarya, as Krishna says. Bhoga Aishwarya. Bhoga is a high level of enjoyment. What we have here is in comparison to nothing. Where we can get in the heavenly planet. Aishwarya, so these. So, what is the living entity doing? So, this kind of karma, the performance actually is just leads and lead to this going into perpetual up and down, up and down. And there are also others and the seven planets in below. It is said in Bhagavatam, in the fifth canto, that the enjoyment in the planetary system, which is called Devaswarga, which is the subterranean heavens, even higher than the higher than the system. What are the seven the planetary systems below? Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Kalakala, Rasatala, Sarimantala, Rasatala, these are the subterranean heavenly planets. Even there's also the below these seven subterranean heavens. There is the planet of the hellish planets, where Sukadeva Goswami is talking about this planet. So what is Jiva is going through? This is going up and down, up and down. Now we're saying, now what is stop this? The whole point is bringing through, because it's so gross in attainments. Bhoga, Aishwarya, and planets. What does Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita? He says, Yanti deva kata deva kitri yanti kata bhutami yanti kitri yanti ma. If you have a desire to worship, if you want to go, you have a desire to go to these planets of devas, which is these heavenly planets, you worship them. And if you want to come to me, what is it saying? Worship Krishna. And where are you going to go to? Go to Vrindavan. Yes, Krishna's going to Vrindavan. This is where our destination, what Prabhupada says, go to Golok. It's not our home. We don't belong here. This is what Prabhupada is saying, the whole purpose is like. So Krishna says, what is the process? You will become a devotee. See? Again, Krishna also gives it in the same sentence as it says, what happens? You go to these heavenly planets, Chine, Punya, Vrittilokam Shanti. Once the pious activity is finished, runs out, it's like you have a bank balance, you can go to a nice holiday, package everything, you can stay in very nice hotels, you can just enjoy as much. How long can you do that? As long as you get the money in there. Similarly, so Krishna says that once this pious activity runs out, you have to come back here again into Karma Bhumi. This is Karma Bhumi, this planet. This is where. So, and now Narada Muni is saying, yes, the Vedas, it's a vast. Vedas are vast. It deals with, you can name every science, every knowledge, everything about delivering spiritual teaching Vedas. It contains them. And what is the purpose of Vedas? It is so vast. It's huge, volume of knowledge. Vedas is knowledge. Vid, the root word is Vid, as the data comes from the root word Vid of Vidya, is knowledge, Vidya. So, Vedas, Sarvam, Ahaya Vedityo. What is the purpose of the Vedas? Krishna says? Yes, I am to be known. So, and Vedas is Sarve Ahameva Vedityo. He says, Sarva means all the Vedas. By the, all the Vedas, what is the purpose? I am to be known. Who is the compiler? I am, Krishna says, he is the compiler. And so let's divert. So when Krishna says Sarve, he says all the Vedas, just know what is the body of the Vedas. We have Sruti, four Vedas, right? What are the four Vedas? Rig, Rig Vedas, yes. Yajurvedas, Samaveda, Atharvaveda. So Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharvavedas. Four Vedas. It says that four Vedas, originally when it was created, it was about 100,000 verses. Now it's around 20,000 is available from the Vedas. Krishna's house is looking through what is the value. So who is the Krishna says, I am the I created these Vedas, right? How is he passing on to these Vedas, this knowledge to? How does he start? He starts with passing it to Lord Rama. First great being receives his knowledge through Krishna into Brahma. Tene Brahma Rada Adi Kavari. This knowledge was imparted to Lord Brahma through the Krishna, Krishna. So four Vedas, and then we have Samhitas. Samhitas are different prayers, compilation of different prayers. Samhitas also, I think, divided into three. There is one is Pantratik, Saivik, and Saka. There are 207, I think, specifically, and Samhitas. And then there are Upanishads. There are 108 Upanishads. Principal ones, 108. It is said also, I think there is also Upuram, I mean there is other Upanishads as well. There is all together 1052 Upanishads. This is the body of the Upanishads. They all come into in the category of Sruti, which is heard, that is what is passed on as a truth in the perception of hearing. Then we also have Smritis, vast bodies, like we have Upavedas, like Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Gandharvaveda, Satharvaveda, Sipavedas, Vastu Sastra or Stapate Veda, Bhiman Sastra or Vishastra Vidya. These are all the bodies of Vedas. Then we have Jyotisha, we have Vyakarana, and even the list goes on. Darshan Shastras, Dharma Shastras, huge body of knowledge. In one way we can feel proud of us, what is our heritage, is what we have, we should be proud of. Then we have Puranas, 18 Puranas, the main 18 Puranas, which consists of nearly 400,000 verses. So there was some gifts that comes in the 12th canto. Even breaks down each Puranas, how many verses are each? It has 18 Puranas, 400,000 verses. It's in Puranas only. These are the principal Puranas. There is also Upa Puranas. That is found in the Kurma Purana gives us another 18 Upa Puranas as well. And we have Vidyas, like Ramayana, Mahabharata. Mahabharata, I think originally we have around 100,000 verses. It's available. Yeah. So originally there was 400,000, and then the other demigods and the other planet also took, and the remaining is about 100,000 verses. So this is when Krishna says, Vedas to survey Amrit, all these Veda Vedas is meant towards the purpose. Such a vast knowledge, please do to know Krishna. So, so the literature, Vedic literatures are, they are our Sapta Prama. There are three kinds of evidences, like Pratyaksha Praman, Anuman Praman, and Sakta Praman. Yeah. We take these evidences from Vedic scriptures. Vedic scriptures are authority. They are our manuals. We refer to authoritative manuals. Vedas, this knowledge is given to us as we, in the material world, how to act. What to do, where to turn left, to right, everything is given. It's like a manual. You have a manual, you know, you purchase a machine, you get a full manual. And you do this, 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 this is the result. If you do this, this is the result. It gives you all that. So it is like a similar manual for us to act. And the Vedas are also aposheya. This is not created by a mundane human being. It is created, it's come from Krishna. That's why it's perfect. And the knowledge in the Vedas also not actually never can, it's not proven wrong. So much research has been done by the science and this and that thing. But actually our scriptures haven't proven wrong. They will necessarily say, oh, this is myth, or they will deny or this that other, but they cannot prove wrong. That's not and it has, as I said, it's everything in it. It is past. It is applicable, present it is applicable, and future it will also be applicable. Such as it says that. You are not this body, simple understanding. That knowledge was in the past, was true, well, it's true now, and it's going to be true in the future. And we have so much information that gives you, the full detail of a full hour, how our planetary systems are, how the creation is done, so on and so forth. Huh? It's wonderful. And even Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that if yasastra vidhi usriche, it's a vidhi, but they come apart. So one should. What is it? But he who discards spiritual injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor supreme destination. So, we should feel proud of our tradition. We belong to Gaudiya Sampradaya. And I think if we look at it historically also, we have such a wealth, such a great depth of our stalwart acharyas we have in our lines. Yeah. Like six Goswamis, Mahaprabhu. What did they do? They went through all these scriptures, nana sastra vichara naikani guno shardhana samsthapako. The acharyas, if you look at their lifestyle, they lived under the tree very simple. Their diet was basically they would, you know, collect little flour from, you know, from the rhizomatids, and even then they just make it, you know, mix it with a little water and salt and bake it, and it's just gonna feel some warmth, and then that's what they ate, and that's what they offered, and they ate. That's how they lived under the tree.
Yeah.
They went through all this, you know, this nana sastra vichara naikani guna sadharma samstapako. For what? They went through all these great scriptures to establish the same principle, saying, hey, you do not belong here. And it is for the lokana, it is for the hita of the loka, of the people in general, for us to give this information. All this austerity, all this work by our acharyas is to. I was just doing a little research how much the production of each of six Gosvamis, just alone now, we're just looking at the six Gosvamis books they have compiled for us to actually, again, for this, for Loka Gita, for the benefit of the people in general. How much they've gone through in a certain time, you know? I was just looking at the number of books. Srila Rupa Goswami compiled around 13 books, about 250,000 verses. Again, what is their primary, the focus of their study is to establish Srimad Bhagavatam or Lord Krishna the object of the spiritual life, of everything based on. So Jiva Goswami, he had about 21 plus 600 verses, about 450,000 verses of his compiled work. Similar in Sanatana Goswami, also 250,000 verses. All this work, all this literature, they compile. For what? Lokanam, Vipakara, Yogi, Vane, Manya, Sanyakara. So we should feel proud of our religion, our culture, where we are, what heritage we have. Similarly, just our Asian acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, look at his compilation, look at his work. Look at his hand. He was a magistrate, and he was working almost like more than anybody else. He had, so many children, family, big family. Yes, he was able to compile so much. Why? Lokanam Vitakaranam Kirubhane. So for us, for our benefit, for us people in general, to understand, hey, Krishna is our goal. But this is Nanda Saraswati Thakur. Again, such a sober thing it goes through. Went through all the scriptures and studied. Actually, I was just listening to a lecture by the Amarendra who was mentioning how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at the time, Chaitanya Charitamrita was not available. It's not, any books were not very, because, you know, the printing press and all the thing hasn't come into it as we have. It took nearly a few years to actually locate in Chaitanya Charitamrita, copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then he actually copied and studied and copied the handwritten. That was the So all this work by our acharyas, all this work of our Vedas, do we need to go through this? For us is where, in general, no. We can't. It's vast, it's great, too big. So what is for us? Is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. They are the essence of entire body of our work, beginning the conclusion. Nigama kalpa tarot palitam phalam. Nigama refers to Vedic scriptures. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Galitam phalam. This is the ripening fruit of that Vedic literature of this Vedic. The following is Sukhamukhadramrita Dhara Samyutam. Samyutam means the word, the fruit which is ripened, which has no skin. And it's like everything is just perfect. You can taste it. That's what this Mahabharata is for us. We don't need to, go through the scriptures. It's already done for us. Most of the work is done. Srila Prabhupada has so much, and so Prabhupada and our sages have already done the work for us. All we do is just read and study Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigamata kalpa kalitam phalam sukhamukhat amrita tarva samyutam ivata bhagavatam rasam alayam. Rasam alayam. Alaya means reservoir, which is full. Rasa is the sweetness of the others. The spirit, everything is there. Same thing again, Śrīla Gosvāmī, he says, this is in the 12th canto, chapter 13, text number 15, he says, Sarva Vedānta Sāramhi Srimad Sri Bhāgavatam Iṣyate. Srimad Bhāgavatam is the sār of Sarva Vedānta. Again, as I mentioned, the Veda is the body I just mentioned, you know. So Veda Anta, the conclusion is Srimad Bhagavatam. Now the reference of same thing, same chapter on the 12th canto. Nirgama Yatha Ganga. Of of all the holy rivers, Ganga is considered highest. Devanam Tachuto Yatha. Of all the Devas, personality, Achyuta is the highest. Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambho. Amongst all the Vaishnavas, who is the greatest? Roshiva. And Puranam Idam Tatha. Who's speaking? Idam is referring to Srimad Bhagavatam. Idam means this. Śrīla Gosvāmī is speaking. So, amongst all the Puranas or the Vedas, is the essence is Srimad Bhagavatam. Again, same thing. The same chapter, text 18, is a spotless Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amalas. Amala means spotless Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless Purana. It is the most dear to all Vaishnava because it describes the pure, supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsas. This Srimad Bhagavatam reveals the means for the becoming free from all material work. Together with the process of transcendental knowledge, renunciation and devotion, anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very fond of listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? Yeah. He used to, Gadadhara, Pandit Kansanisha, and all those very close associate Mahaprabhu, he used to repeatedly hear, especially the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, and all these things, so many times. And I was just reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and where Mahaprabhu was visiting South India, and he found this Brahmacharita. What was the temple name? Adhikesi. Yes, Adhikesi. When he was having darshan at the Adhikesi temple, he found this Brahmacharita. What did he do? He made a copy of the entire Brahmacharita and carried with him. So, because at that time, I mean, we have the luxury of we can just, order online, read it online, have a book, you can just order one and it's there for you. But at that time, this, they were very highly available, as such we have. So Mahaprabhu made a copy and he brought it with him. He traveled to South India for many years and he brought it back here. There was another literature he also brought it back. It's Krishna Karmamrita. Krishna Karmamrita, yes. But we don't know what will happen. Yeah. He found another scripture. He was visiting a Brahmana, Kurma Brahmana, Kurma Brahmana. And at that time, Kurma Brahmana was lamenting when he read these pastimes of Mother Sita being abducted by Ravana. He said there was so much in anguish. He said, how come the demon Ravana able to touch the Mother Sita? What is this? He's demon. Mother Sita is, So he was lamenting, and when Mahaprabhu met him, and he asked him that, why are you doing that? And he said, he told him about that, I'm just not so happy with this. And then Mahaprabhu went to next temple, I think it was Kurma temple or something, he went, and he found the Kurma Purana. In that Kurma Purana, that same pastime of Sita being abducted was mentioned, but however, it was mentioned that Mother Sita, the Ravana, actually took his illusion Sita was, or replica, wasn't the original Sita. And Mahaprabhu brought his book back and came back to this Brahmana who was actually lamenting that this is, and then Mahaprabhu proved that here is the proof in the Shastra that Mother Sita, who was abducted by Ravana, was actually not the real Sita, it was Sri Sita. And similarly, we study the different acharyas, different personalities. For example, Srinivasa Acharya. He had this great desire to learn a Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said that how we should learn Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the best way? One way is you can just open the book and read. We'll understand something. But our acharyas recommend we should learn Srimad or study or learn Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance in the association of devotees. And I was just listening to another lecture on the same topic. The point was made that similarly what we have is we have different ingredients in the kitchen, right? And if any general person, anybody who's not so familiar with good cooking, they say, okay, these are the ingredients, you go and create a dish, create an offering. That person will go and create what he knows, may not be able to. But if the same ingredients are given to a chef, like Kurma Prabhu or somebody, And that this he is going to prepare is going to be very tasty, very palatable, very presentable. It will have all the great qualities. Similarly, when we actually go and learn and study under the in the association of the devotees, what we can get, their experience, their realization, we can relish that nectar. So we should study these scriptures. So similar mood, we have a pastimes of Srinivasa Acharya. He had a desire, initially he wanted to go to see Mahaprabhu to visit him, associated with Mahaprabhu. When he got there, Mahaprabhu had just formed up his pastimes. He couldn't leave Mahaprabhu. He was feeling so much in separation. I think that the Mahaprabhu came in a dream and said, "Could you go and go and see Kadhatha?" And there was also elderly, but he was going to see Kadhatha. And he had a desire to learn Srimad Bhagavatam. So Mahaprabhu asked him to go to Kadhatha Pandit. And then he went to Kadhatha Pandit. He requested, please, narrate Srimad Bhagavatam, go explain to me, or teach me Srimad Bhagavatam. But it was said that the copy of Srimad Bhagavatam Siddhartha Bhagavatam Pandit had, as they were narrating every time, there was all the tears, the ecstasy, everything. So it was became so fragile, that hardly any more text was there. So in that conversation, the other Pandit asks Srinivasa to, "If you can give me a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam, then I will teach you. I will teach you." So at that time, he said the copy wasn't available, so he went back and went to Navadvip to get a copy. Even if somebody had a copy, they will have to write, hand it, and bring it back. So in that process, it took nearly 1 year to actually come back. So when he came back to Gadadhara Pandit, by the time Gadadhara Pandit also passed away. And then he lamented that he could not learn from Gadadhara. Then he went in the dream, I think Gadadhara Pandit comes and says, "Now, don't worry, you go to Vrindavan and learn this Bhagavatam under the guidance of Srila Goswami." Then he goes to Vrindavan. The point here is that our acharyas, what they have done, how they have learned, how they have passed on, it's great difficulties. They learn, even the Srinivasa Acharya, after learning, gathering all the writing all the books in by hand, and then collected together, when they went to distribute in Bengal, it got stolen, all the scriptures. Of course, we get the other back, but so such is our tradition, our wealth that we have is, last teaching. And Srila Prabhupada made this easiest to understand. He even translated word by word every single word of Sanskrit. And he gave a translation, he gave an elaborate commentary on it. It's like everything is prepared and you put it in a plate and give it to you. And he said, "Yeah, take it." Yet also, because still I don't have a place for it. So, going back to our original point, as the even Lord Rama says, you don't need to study these great body of all papers. He says, Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayoganam Cha Vede Sudur Lava Adhulam Atma Bhakta. Krishna, he who is Advaitam, he is non-second. There is no one as Krishna. Achyutam. He never falls from his position. Advaitam Achyutam Anadi. He who has no origin. But yet, Adi, he is the Adi. That personality is Vede Sudurlava. Just by studying these laws, following these Karmakaranya laws, it's not required. Vede Sudurlava. It becomes very difficult to attain through that channel. What is the channel? Atma Bhakto. Devotional service, you can attain Krishna. This is Brahma's words. You don't need what we need for the time we are in the Kali Yuga and the time the Vaisa process is simple. Study Srimad Bhagavatam, same association of the Vaisnavas, and chanting of the holy name. The proper conclusion that he says, Kalo doso nidhi rādhan asti yeku mahānuna kirtana deva krishna sa mokta sangha parakasi. He says, Kali, what is there? He is the simple chant of Hare Krishna. Study Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Chaitanya, same association of devotees, and chant the holy name. That will take us back home, back to Godhead, as Prabhupada is emphasizing. Yes, we need to go back home, back to Godhead. Where?
Back to Godhead.
Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan. Yes, this is what Prabhupada said. So, we are very fortunate we have all these facilities, all these things are provided to us in easy grass. It's there for us, available. And we should take our advantage of this great Prabhupada has created a very wonderful institute where we can actually practice all this in a very wonderful fashion. And we have some wonderful Vaisnavas to give us guidance to bring back to Godhead. So let's just end here. Any questions or comments or any corrections? Yes, thank you.
I just add I have one question. I did not understand when you mentioned about Mahabharata. Mahabharata originally 400,000 verses, but then they split it exactly to the other deity systems.
Yes, Mahabharata is it's a creation of Vyasadeva again, all the dedication was created in Vyasadeva. It is said that, I was just doing research, it says that originally they were actually all together 400,000 verses of, it's a big body of knowledge. In due course of time, this knowledge was actually, some has disappeared or got lost or something. And it is also mentioned that even devatas were attracted to this great knowledge. They had taken primarily to their planet. And the remaining here is what's about to be had is 100,000 verses. That's what research is talking.
Where did they copy it?
Why did they copy it? Good question. Basically, maybe you haven't asked them, but as we have. whatever we have, it's a great volume. And it's a wonderful knowledge. Even that, I think most people don't read that. So it's there. It's available, but how many of us, or how many people have read it? And they take a note.
notice it, not many. But it's wonderful work. It's given the knowledge, the whole story of Krishna is the center. I mean, it's not, it's made in such a way, it's like very palatable for everyone. That is for, you know, maybe from any burden, Shudra Vaishyas and Arimaras, they ask from any person, any woman, man, woman, doesn't matter. Everyone can easily, it's in story form. But the, what is the nut, the gem is in the matter is? Yeah? What's the gem of the matter? Yes! Bhagavad Gita is the gem. That's the whole thing. That's what they're trying to get, make. Hopefully, put Bhagavad Gita, it's like putting a mess in a capsule. They have all, you know, they produce sweetness. They think about medicines inside. So the teaching is Bhagavad Gita of Mahabharata. Yeah, it's so.
No, so, as you know, once Narada asked Krishna, what is your address? So, Krishna says, Namti Stami Vikunti Vinadeswa. So therefore, not only Guru Gurudan is there, but everybody starts singing his voice.
Yes, yes. That is very true. I mean, Krishna is all powerful. Krishna can be simultaneously, you know, he can be a Guru Vrindavan, he can be also. But he, his preferred residence, he says, according to that verse, Namasamyukunde, that he would like to be where you reside, where the Krishna Katha Bhagavata, where my glories and my devotees are discussing about me. This is where I would like to be, this is where I reside, this is where I'm going to sit. That's what Krishna is saying. So yes, Krishna is all powerful. He can be there here, or he can be here only, or it's up to him. He's a whole. It's a great opportunity, Nanati, Ananta, Rupa, Matam, Dhanan, Purusham, Abhayo, Namcha. He's a good one. That's good. Yes. Thank you. Okay, we'll end here. Katrasana Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Katrasana Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.